This week, there were new guidelines issued by the Department of Justice in a memorandum to U.S. attorneys specifically directed at the 14 states that have some form of medical marijuana legislation on the books. With us today is the Director of Government Affairs at Americans for Safe Access in Washington, D.C., Karen Woodson. Karen may have been the only one to know out in America that this might have been coming down the pipe from the DOJ. Karen, welcome here to Active Voice Radio today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Chris.
Karen, first of all, what does your work entail there in Washington, and how has it maybe changed in the last few months?
I think the election of President Barack Obama, created a sense of relief to medical marijuana patients in the 13 states, and now that Michigan's joined the ranks, certainly provided some sort of hope that there might be a change in policy. It was certainly what was promised during the campaign, and ASA endeavored to keep them honest. And, we've been seeking for the past couple months to keep them, to hold the administration to their word, that they weren't going to use federal resources to interfere with state and local medical marijuana laws.
Now, this week, this memo comes out from the Department of Justice. It is directed at these U.S. attorneys in states, asking them, essentially urging them from the top down, not to allocate resources to prosecute state-authorized patients or caregivers in states with medical marijuana laws. Do you think this is enough?
I think it's a step in the right direction. We've known for quite some time that we had expected that the memo would be issued from the Department of Justice per some language that was included in the House Appropriations Report, specifically instructing that the department provide some clarity about the policy statements offered earlier this year. But as the appropriations process stalled out this year, ASA was tracking federal raid activity throughout California. And we were particularly concerned that some of this activity had been directed towards individuals and organizations that hadn't previously warranted the attention of federal authorities, and specifically were absolutely in compliance with state and federal law and the Attorney General guidelines from the state of California. As we continued to track the raid activity, we grew concerned, and myself and my colleagues at ASA felt like we couldn't wait any longer for Congress to wrap up their justice appropriations work, and we decided to press officials at the Department of Justice for an open dialogue with ASA. That culminated last week in a meeting between ASA's Executive Director, Steph Scheer, our Special Advisor, Dr. David Krall, and myself, who met with senior officials at the Department of Justice to basically discuss what was going on in California, the continued interference, and trying to get some sort of direction sooner as opposed to later from the Department of Justice to officials in California.
Now let me ask you this. Has this level of dialogue taken place with you and senior officials in the past?
No. if people were to recall and knew the ASA history here, several years ago, we were amongst the organizations leading the effort to, draw attention to the fact that the Department of Justice was just completely overriding and interfering with state law. That culminated in civil disobedience at the Department of Justice. So I think what's changed is that definitely whereas before we were basically closed out of the Department of Justice, I think what's changed is that the door certainly is open, and they have promised continued dialogue over the next couple weeks and months to figure out what a comprehensive policy solution might look like to the issue of medical marijuana.
So we've gone from the past where there was this adversarial relationship with the past officials there. This was in the Bush administration. To now, we see under the direction of Attorney General Eric Holder a dialogue with the professionals in medical marijuana who can really represent patients the best. This is pretty much a visible paradigm shift. I mean, it must be exciting to watch it in person there in Washington.
It's a watershed moment. I mean, I think this is for us an indication that the Department of Justice clearly heard our concerns and is willing to take steps that are necessary in order to move justice officials to the direction that President Obama promised during the campaign.
Now, specifically, this memo is directed at the U.S. attorneys in the 14 states that do have some laws on the books, and that somewhat came out of the meeting, but also further interactions that ASA had with the Department of Justice. Why was your concern having a letter right out to these U.S. attorneys in writing?
Well, I mean, the raids for us is the biggest issue, right? There continues to be federal raid activity in California and some other states, and that activity comes both in the form of raids and other sources of intimidation. But we do know, and what was confessed during the meeting, is that, you know, the department has been slow to appoint new U.S. attorneys, and it certainly has not yet appointed a new administrator for the Drug Enforcement Administration. And while they lamented at the fact that they were taking so long, they also, you know, heard our concerns that while this process is working itself out, the fact remains that U.S. attorneys in California, both in the Northern and Southern District, have said under no uncertain terms that, for all intents and purposes, nothing had changed from the Bush administration to the Obama administration. And we felt like that was not what was promised, and that wasn't what was necessary in terms of moving this administration to the point where we all need to be. So in the course of the meeting last week, we were focused on the Drug Enforcement Administration, and we clearly said, you know, we have concerns there. But in terms of the pending prosecutions that are ongoing in California, and the fact that since August, we've seen four new defendants charged and moving forth the prosecutions in California, we felt like there had to be some instruction to the U.S. attorneys, that there was clearly a personnel issue going on with the Department of Justice, where officials 3,000 miles away in California were basically throwing their hands up in the air and saying, it doesn't matter what they say in Washington, D.C., we're going to continue as though nothing has changed here in California. So we specifically asked in our meeting that there be some sort of direction to the United States attorneys in California and the other states about where the administration's policy was moving, and to specifically say, look, the Obama administration and specifically Attorney General Holder do not believe that our limited law enforcement resources should be spent prosecuting organizations or individuals who have been compliant with their state law.
So, but again, this memo is somewhat up to interpretation. I have to ask, you know, there are positive impacts. I mean, we're seeing that here locally where I work on the issue in New Jersey. I mean, everyone is talking about this Department of Justice memo. It seems to have had a real momentous effect on the cause of medical marijuana here in the state of New Jersey. People seem to be more freely talking about it this week than ever. So that seems to be one positive effect of just having a news of this memo out there. But in reality, what could be the positive effects of this memo being released?
Well, we definitely, like you said, we hoped that the memo would have some sort of positive effect on at the state and local level, whether states are considering the passage of new laws like the state of New Jersey is, or for states like New Mexico, Rhode Island, Colorado, California, who already have these laws. We hope that some sort of directive from the Department of Justice would enhance the ability of advocates on the ground to do the work that was necessary in order to get strong regulations out there to curb the potential for abuse, but also to give patients the protections that they needed in order to move forward. For us, the biggest thing with federal interference is that it creates a difficult situation when we are trying to pass laws and regulations, when the federal government isn't necessarily being an honest player and is targeting those individuals who have taken very active roles in trying to create the regulations and the state laws. So to some extent, we had hoped that, yes, like you're saying, that this was going to have a positive impact on local and state issues. But what it means broadly, you know, has yet to be determined. I mean, this is part and parcel to what happens when administrative policy is written from a few insiders, and we don't have necessarily congressional dialogue or debate to understand exactly how this is going to be implemented. What's clear is that the department is saying in no uncertain terms that, look, for individuals who are clearly and unambiguously compliant with their existing state law, resources shouldn't be used to prosecute those people. And to some extent, that's going to offer up a wide sense of relief for patients and organizations in California or in Colorado, Rhode Island, and New Mexico who are grappling with the issue of distribution. So to the extent that this is a good thing for that issue, we think that, you know, it's a step in the right direction. But there's clearly questions that remain unanswered by these by this memo and these guidelines. And we, you know, we're confident that as the dialogue continues with the Department of Justice and with other administrative agencies within the Obama administration, that we'll get some of these bigger questions resolved. It may not happen tomorrow. It may not happen next week. But we have made clear that we think the Obama administration can and should do more, and that the best, you know, the circumstances are best right now for this issue to be resolved.
Excellent. Well, Karen, thank you so much for joining us here today. This is Karen Woodson, the Director of Government Affairs at Americans for Safe Access in Washington, D.C. Thank you again, Karen.
Thank you, Chris.